said, there's a lot of rain out there, a lot of storms, thunder overhead. What is happening on our roads? Let's go to Reece Messenger, our traffic reporter. Reece, tell us the latest.
It's looking quite wet on the roads at the moment. The cameras that I have up in front of me, actually, I don't think I can see one road that's dry. I'll go through some of the heaviest roads right now. So the Gateway Motorway, as you know, is a rough run any afternoon, but particularly today, it's crawling northbound pretty much from the airport area all the way up to the Bruce Highway. Southern Crossway has delays getting onto the Gateway Motorway from Toombul Road. The Western Freeway is in a gridlock outbound from Toowong to Fig Tree Pocket. The Centenary Highway heavy inbound from Sumner to the Jindalee Bridge. Southbound's very slow into Springfield Lakes. Logan Motorway itself is a mess eastbound from Ellen Grove to Larapinta. Traffic's very heavy for the Riverside Expressway and Pacific Motorway getting out of the city through to Greenslopes. Coronation Drive crawling inbound from Toowong to the city. And Scott, surprisingly, not one accident that I'm aware of. It's just all about the rain bucketing down this afternoon.
That is extraordinary, Reece Messenger. Not one accident given what's happened. Hopefully that will continue to be the case. Thank you, mate. We'll catch you a bit later in the show, give the updates there on the traffic there. Be safe on the roads, everyone. It's going to be ugly out there. Heavy rain. You know you don't have to get there faster than you need to. Just take it safely and be very careful. Now, given the storm that's hitting us at the moment, you know what's likely to happen. We are likely to lose some power somewhere at the moment. So let's go straight to Energex. And Danny Donald there is the spokesperson for Energex. Danny, what's happening out there?
Yeah, Scott. Yeah, mate. We've got about 5,500 showing on our external website, but I'm just looking at internal numbers here. It's pushing closer to about 7,000, with the worst affected areas now the Gold Coast and Logan. But it doesn't say we've got any out in Brisbane at the moment. But I'm not going to be surprised if they pop up in the next few minutes. So it's just one of those big events in that we've already had nearly 80,000 lightning strikes. In fact, pushing to 85 now. So it's a decent little opener for the day, but we're just going to keep on watching what happens for the rest of the week because we're expecting a busy one.
Oh, Danny, you're so calm about these things. A decent little opener, 85. How many lightning strikes you said?
About 85,000.
85,000 lightning strikes already. It's just a decent little opener. Danny Donald, you are sensational. I guess the important thing here, are we seeing the winds with this? Because we know when we get the winds, we see the lines come down, it takes a lot longer to get them back up.
Yeah, it does. But no, we certainly have had the winds, but this lightning has taken its toll as well. And that's when we get the larger outages, but they're also easier to get up generally. We'll get our lightning strike a power line or part of our network, and it'll take out an entire substation. But substations are generally, as long as they don't suffer too much damage from the lightning strike, they're generally pretty easy to switch back on. So hopefully things aren't going to be too bad this afternoon.
All right, Danny Donald, the coolest man in a crisis in Queensland. Thanks for being on 4BC Drive.
No worries.